And our last communication item, 961.
Request of Alan Ellis to address council regarding welcome of exchange students from Portland's sister city in the Russia Far East, Khabarovsk.
Good morning. Welcome, and just we need your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes.
Okay, my name is Alan Ellis. I'm president of the Portland Habato Sister City Association. On my left is Zoya Suritz, who is a Russian teacher at Franklin High School, and to her left is Natalia Jomina, who is brought a group over from Khabarovsk, and they'll be here for through the month of September. And you're all of you are familiar with our sister city, Khabarovsk. It's about 400 miles north of Vladivostok and not far from Korea and Japan by plane. It's a cultural center. The Trans-Siberian Railway runs through it, etc. And it also, like Portland, besides being an inland port and having a couple rivers run through it, it also is an educational center. And we've had a longstanding exchange program with our sister school in Khabarovsk, Gymnasium Number 5. And so Zoya and Natalia will tell you a little bit about that exchange. I might say that, as you know, speaking of building bridges, there's no better way to build bridges internationally than through the Sister Cities program. We have a band going, a bluegrass band going over to Khabarovsk at the end of October, Scratch Dog String Band. And this is a way, despite the problems between our two countries, our relations with our sister city couldn't be more cordial. So, Zoya?
Well, I'm originally from Khabarovsk, Russia. And I've been here for more than 20 years, and I'm very honored, and I think it's a great opportunity for me to continue my relationship with my native town through their sister city, Khabarovsk-Portland Association, as well as being a teacher of Russian language at Franklin High School that has reestablished their student exchange program 3 years ago. I know that this program was very popular in the 90s when Alan Ellis was the teacher from Lincoln High School who was bringing the students back and forth, and now I think it's a new stage of that, like a renaissance of the exchange program. It's this is the third group from Khabarovsk staying here in Portland. And I brought, together with my colleague, Laura Strubel, another Russian teacher at Franklin, the group of American students to Khabarovsk in June. Both.
Well,
Natalia is from Khabarovsk.
Good morning. My name is Natalia Domina, and I'm a teacher at one of the state comprehensive schools in the city of Khabarovsk. I can't but mention that we have been twin cities. I'm in Portland and the city of Khabarovsk for 30 years, since 1988. And here we are here with, I'm here with a group of students from Gymnasium Number 5. There are eight of them.
Welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Glad to see you. Glad to see you.
And thank you for being here. We are happy because it is a great experience for us. Of course, the main goal of visiting your city and America, well, is to learn more about your culture, to go sightseeing, and to improve our English as well. So, we have already visited Seattle. It was a great experience being on a baseball match, Yankees against Mariners. We're so excited because we have never seen such a thing in our country, in our city, and the system of education differs from ours greatly, but my children are happy to go to Franklin High School because everybody is polite, helpful, and it's simply great. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and thank you all for visiting Portland and the United States, so, and thank you, Mr. Ellis, for all the work you do on our sister city relationship.
Thank you.
President, Salzman, could we get a photograph with the students? Would they like that? Would you like to come up and get a photograph?
Yes, okay. Okay, now we're ready for our only time certain this morning.